UFO sightings and encounters. When I talk about UFOs, there is certainly plenty of material out there. It is hard to deny something is going on. So many incidents have taken place over the years, it is amazing the lack of interest by many. I understand the disinformation campaign has taken its toll among some people, but it is hard to believe everything that has happened and been reported by credible witnesses is all a hoax. I personally wish more people would give this subject some more thought and follow it a little more closely. A story is making the rounds about a CIA report. The report allegedly talks about the Russians shooting down a UFO and aliens retaliating and shooting a ray at the soldiers and turning them to stone. Unfortunately, this is the type of story which hurts the truth about UFOs. Here is the reason why. The CIA makes reports all the time, and many times when creating a report, they include clippings of newspaper stories, or refer to anecdotal stories. The reports do not claim these stories are true, they just mention them. When these reports get released under the Freedom of Information Act, they sometimes get misquoted by overzealous people who state a certain CIA report proves UFOs attacked or some such other thing, when in fact it was just a story from a news source being cited and was not meant as evidence of any kind. It is the sightings from multiple impeachable witnesses which are the important evidence in these cases. Timothy Good has written many books about UFOs, and I had the pleasure of interviewing him many years ago. He has many connections in the US government and has written about a UFO event which he said he was told about from credible people in the government. It states the Soviets were working on a type of radar weapon which could knock down UFOs. It was found there was some sort of field around at least some UFOs which could be disrupted, causing them to fall out of the sky. When the Soviets went to use their new weapon, a UFO attacked their base and shot a beam at the building where the weapon was housed, destroying it. Here is an interesting fact about that attack. The beam passed through a soldier and yet did no damage to him. One important disclosure came from Edgar Mitchell, an Apollo astronaut. Over the years, the government has tried to discredit Dr. Mitchell, but there is no taking back what he stated, which was yes, there have been extraterrestrial visitations and there have been crashed crafts. Dr. Mitchell was the sixth man to walk on the moon. We have to remember the astronauts were put through extremely tough medical tests before they became astronauts, and these tests included the status of their mental state. There is no doubt Dr. Mitchell was telling the truth, which has also been backed up by other astronauts. Dr. Mitchell went on to say, there have been bodies found and there are people who were or still are associated with the government that have the knowledge. He also said, they have been attempting to conceal it from the public. Presumably the they is the government. There have been a lot of pilots who have had encounters with UFOs. These encounters are considered very significant, since pilots are very knowledgeable about what is in the sky. One of the best types of sightings is from military pilots, but the problem is most of them don't want to talk about what they see, because they are afraid of losing their flight status and being let go. It has been estimated for everyone who admits seeing UFOs there could be 20 or 30 pilots who saw at least one and never reported it. Once in a while a pilot will withhold his name and report what he saw anonymously. One pilot reported he was flying over the Rhine River in a F-104. I don't have a date for the incident I am going to tell you about, but this plane was in service from 1958 to 2004 and could reach speeds of 1,400 miles per hour. This pilot testified before the famous Disclosure Project. He stated while flying over the river he saw a UFO. He turned on his afterburners to catch up to it, but the UFO was far too fast and disappeared. The two men in the plane decided not to mention this event at the time, because they felt it would cause them too much trouble, but the pilot decided to mention his encounter the day after Dr. Mitchell made his statements. People on the streets of towns on Long Island, New York are usually not thought of as witnesses to UFO events, but there have been some sightings over Long Island lately. One group reported seeing a UFO in the sky overhead. They described it as looking like a giant butterfly. The sighting took place on November 16, 2018 in broad daylight. The object hovered over the people for an estimated 3 minutes. Daytime sightings are interesting, because they usually offer better views of UFOs than nighttime sightings, which many times only show lights in the sky. One thing which has helped in identifying UFOs at night is the advent of night vision. Another claim is being made that giant skeletons were found in a large mound during the constructing of a landing field in Alaska. Giant bodies and skeletons have been found all over the Earth, and many believe them to be alien to this planet. American zoologist Ivan T. Sanderson had received a letter from an engineer who was building a landing field on the Aleutian island of Shemika during World War II, when he discovered the bones, according to an article on the Spirit Zone. The engineer described the skulls as being 22 inches around and 11 inches wide. There were double rows of teeth and the tops of the skulls were flat. The skulls had been operated on and a procedure called trepanning conducted. A second letter was sent to Sanderson, which stated the Smithsonian Institution took the bones and nothing else was ever heard about them. This is not the first time the Smithsonian has been accused of these types of cover-ups. Sanderson doesn't understand why the Smithsonian doesn't publish a paper about the find and asks, is it that these people cannot face rewriting all the textbooks? There have been claims lately of UFOs being seen on the surface of the planet Mercury, the closest planet to the Sun. One ship was said to have a shell shape and was similar to one which was reported in 1966 near the town of Parkersburg in West Virginia.